episode 647, Back It Up.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
It
radio.
Is a glorious day. Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you so feeling? I hope you are energized. Today is Inspiration Day. And guess what? It is time to back it up. And yes, I'm going to tell you, hashtag it. I know you're out there on social media, so hashtag back it up. You're going to hear more about that. But first, we have to give a huge shout out to all of our brand new family members. Welcome to this incredible family. I am so, so super duper excited that you're here. You know what? If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. And you can also sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions, so you can keep a simpler life as you pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. Now, if only it was that simple, right? Well, we're going to help hopefully give you just a little bit of a nudge today, a nudge of inspiration in the right direction to keep you going. Whatever your goal may be, what is it right now? Think about it. Right now in your mind, what is it? Bring it to the forefront. Stop burying it. It's very easy to bury things. Come on, unbury it, because you know if you bury it, you're never going to get to it. And it's going to become the bottom of your to-do list. And guess what? You're going to try to move it up the next day and it's going to fall back to the bottom. You need to stop that. Back it up. That's what we're chatting about today. I want you to hit the pause button, not on me. Keep listening to me. And I want you to back it up. Sometimes we are too focused on where we're going. We forget how far we've come. How long did it take you to get where you are today? How old are you? That'll give you a hint. You know, you don't even have to sit there and really think about it. But then maybe there was a time in your life that was very defining. It was a moment of a tornado or something tragic that happened. A health-related issue. Maybe it was a job layoff. Maybe it was a birth of a child. A death of a family member. A wedding. A divorce. Whatever it is for you, I want you to back it up. How long did it take you to get to where you are today? How long was it? And I'm not saying you need to go back and revisit the past because you're like, but I don't want to bring up old, yucky, painful memories. For some of you, they're not painful, but I'm not talking about going back into those details. What I'm wanting you to do is you need to back it up and appreciate where you are. You see, over time, our memories become distorted. And our new normal is where you are right now. And you tend to forget everything that you've done to get to where you are today. So when you're thinking about wanting to be further along and building your business, you know, creating this huge, amazing, impactful business, maybe you're wishing that you had a better and more intimate marriage. Maybe you're hoping that you would be more healthier and stronger than where you are. But you see, you have forgotten where you've come from. Back it up. When you start to see the grass is greener on the other side, or the comparison begins to set in your sights, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, she's doing this, or he's doing that, or have you seen this? I cannot believe that. You got to stop and back it up. Because what happens when you go down that road? You go shopping. Oh, yes, a girl loves to go shopping. Yes, we're talking and drinking today, right? We've got our coffee chat on and we're going shopping. The problem is you are going shopping in the wrong stores. You're spending a lot of time and money in the self-doubt store. How's that working for you? Maybe you're headed over to Overwhelm. Oh, they've got a great sale. Have you seen it? It's bonus days, 2 for 1. You need to be shopping at Confidence. How about Sassy and Classy? My Monday morning started out pretty good. I got up before the alarm. Oh, wait, I don't have an alarm. But I actually got up before my husband's alarm. That was even a bigger bonus for me. I was up and raring to go. I'd already had my chat with God. He'd already tapped me on the shoulder and said, Christiane, this is kind of what I see for you. And I was like, okay, don't know that I can go down that road, but you're the one at the helm, so I'm there. And so the day continued, and actually my husband got out the door before he normally gets out the door. Yes, extra bonus. I'm like, this is a great Monday. And I get the kids off out the door in the school bus, and then I'm taking my other two to school, and I go and drop them off, and my number four, my little Einstein, he comes kind of like, I hadn't driven away that much, but I had started to go, and you could tell he's like, "Bud, Mom." It was like that slow motion look, you know, come on, imagine with me, come on, just for a second, that slow-mo video, yeah, right, Mom. Okay, well, anyway, so he comes back, I unlock the door real quick, because my car is like when you put it into drive, it automatically locks all the doors. So I'm sitting there in drive, but I got to unlock the door anyway. So he pops open the door, goes, "Mom, I forgot my computer." I'm like, "Ugh, there goes my Monday." It was so awesome up until that point. Because everything I had planned after I dropped the last two children off was like down the drain. I'm like, "Oh, there we go. I'm 15, 20 minutes behind on everything." Do you think I stayed shopping for very long in the frustration and OMG store? Of course not. I went to my Joy Jar. It was awesome. I went there and what did I find? I am so grateful that I'm a blink and a hop and a skip and a jump to be able to go home, get my son his computer and be back probably within 10 minutes. Most people don't have that availability. Traffic would keep them from that. And I had to reflect for just a moment, like, oh my gosh, are you really going to sit here and go down this, oh, woe's me, because he forgot his computer? You should be grateful that he remembered right then. And I was like, oh yes, that's right. He remembered right then. And yes, he's a freshman, so even better, right? I was like, okay, he didn't get like an hour into the day and I'm doing something else and far further away from where I could really help him. No, so it was a blessing. But you see, I chose not to go shopping at Frustration and OMG. I went to Joy Jar. And that's what I got. And I was like, yeah, this Monday's awesome. It's rocking. And it was. And it's been an amazing Monday. But you see, what happens is we begin to get this delusional perspective because we have forgotten where we came from. We see our new normal as right now. And we forget about those blood, sweat, and tears and the sacrifice and the challenges that we had to go through to get to where we are right now. Think about your life. What have you gone through to get where you are today? That doesn't mean you're still not going through things. Because what? Life continues. It is a journey. It doesn't stop. And there will be things on the horizon. But we're not to worry about those. God's got all of that. But you see, if we don't keep in perspective where we've come from, we begin to get, well, a little misshapen. And we begin shopping in those crazy stores. I mean, self-doubt sounds great, but really? Might be great for a designer label. May sell some great stuff. Overwhelm sounds wonderful, doesn't it? It may look awesome on a tag, but it doesn't look awesome in your heart and when you're carrying it every single day. That when we fall into that comparison trap and we wonder, gosh darn it, that's what I want. And why am I not already there? And we keep shopping in those stores, wishing for what? An overnight success. But an overnight success becomes an overnight failure. You don't want to be an overnight success. Jesus was not an overnight success. Think about it. He could have been. He didn't need all this technology that we have. He could have been more than an overnight success. But you see, God had a bigger plan. And that bigger plan was what? Building relationships with you, your family, your friends. He wanted something more than just to say, oh, you all are going to follow me. That's it. All done. I'm finished. Back it up. Back it up. You see, God did it too. God looked, and after the 6 days of creation, what did he do on the seventh day? He rested. And he looked behind him to see all that he had done. Sometimes we get too focused on where we're going that we forget how far we've come and where we've come from. Don't let that be you today. Are you ready to keep shopping in overwhelm, imperfection, even rejection? That sounds like a really cool store. And comparison is even better. I'm going to comparison. They've got the 3-for-1. Or do you claim aloud today, back it up, I'm confident. Back it up, I'm courageous. Back it up, I'm strong. Back it up, I'm me. Back it up today. I want you to use that hashtag. That's how I want you to join in the conversation today. Back it up. Let's just fire it up. Let's get some positivity out there. Let's begin to shake the world up a little bit. Back it up. So do hashtag back it up, and then you can state what you are. I'm courageous and confident. People are going to be like, what's going on here? Sometimes we have to step back, don't we? To really appreciate. We're coming into that season of what? Thanksgiving. Canada already had it. Happy Thanksgiving, Canada. You did a few weeks ago. Here in the U.S., it's coming up in November, end of November. But with all of these seasons, with Halloween and the changing with the fall and the leaves and all of that, you begin to think of what? Family and friends and coming together and relationships. Everything begins to be warm and fuzzy because it gets to be cold and we like to cuddle and snuggle. It's a great time to hashtag back it up. I'm confident. Back it up. I love you. Go out today and hashtag back it up. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.